بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Respected brothers, as we are well aware, we have reached almost the end of the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan. There's a very high likelihood of the sighting of the moon, subject obviously to the sighting of the moon. Tomorrow may well be Eid. With regards to that, there are certain things that we should bear in mind. One is obviously the day of Eid is a day of great virtue. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just read one hadith pertaining to the day of Eid. An Sa'd bin Aws al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu an Abi qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, idha kana yawm Eid al-Fitr waqafat al-mala'ikatu ala abwab al-turq fanadu ughdu ya ma'shar al-muslimin ila rabbin kareem يمن بالخير ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل لقد أمرتم بقيام الليل فقمتم وأمرتم بصيام النهار فصمتم وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم فإذا صلوا نادى مناد ألا إن ربكم قد غفر لكم فارجعوا راشدين إلى رحالكم فهو يوم الجائزة ويسمى ذلك اليوم في السماء يوم الجائزة. Rawahu Tabrani fil Kabir. Sa'd bin Aws Ansari narrates from his father radiyallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when the day of Eid al-Fitr dawns, then the malaika line the streets and they call out that, go out, O assembly of Muslims, to a Rabb who is generous. He commands you with good and then he rewards you appropriately for it. He commanded you with the standing of the night in the month of Ramadan, you stood. He commanded you with the fasting of the day and you fasted. You obeyed your Rabb. So today you will receive your prize giving. And then when the Salah of Eid is performed, then the same angels, they make the announcement that, listen, verily your Rabb has forgiven all your sins. Return now, righteous, back to your homes. And this is the day of prize giving, and it is called in the heavens also the day of prize giving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is manifested on the day of Eid, particularly for those who appropriately fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. With regards to the sunnahs of the day of Eid, very similar to the day of Jumu'ah. Obviously, if possible, we take ghusl, apply itar, wear new clothes, or wear, not necessarily new clothes, but wear clean clothes. One additional sunnah which applies to the day of Eid is to have something sweet, or to have something to eat before proceeding for the Eid Salah, because on the day of Eid, it is not permissible to fast. So to make it clear that we are not fasting, we have something to eat. Try and leave as early as possible for the Eidgah. After Fajr Salah on the day of Eid, there is no Ishraq Salah. And ulama advise, if possible, try and walk to the Eidgah. Walk with one road and come back on another road. So this actually shows the shan and shaukat of Islam, the number of Muslims, etc. And if possible, we can recite the takbir when we are proceeding for the Eidgah. These are all the various sunnats and mustahabbat that are mentioned with regards to the day of Eid. Now, one is the day of Eid, the other is the night preceding the day of Eid. That is, if the moon is sighted tonight, then it will refer to this night. An Abi Umamah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qama laylatayil Eidain muhtasiban lam yamut qalbuhu yawma tamutul qulub. Rawahu Ibn Majah wa rawatuhu thiqat. Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that person who stood in ibadat, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of the two Eids, that is Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. And when we talk of the night in Islam, the night comes first, then the day. So as I said, if the moon is sighted tonight, then it refers to tonight. To spend some section of this night in ibadat should not be that already Hilal of Ramadan, Hilal of Eid is sighted, Ramadan is over, and we start with our merrymaking and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some section of this night should also be spent in ibadat. These are very, very great nights. And what happens for those who will perform ibadat during these nights, there is a special virtue that is mentioned in this hadith. Ulama have given many interpretations to it. We won't go into the details. The literal translation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that on the day when the hearts of others will die, Allah will keep these hearts alive. Which hearts? Those who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night preceding the day of Eid. Obviously there are certain important injunctions before the day of Eid. One of these is the injunction of the discharge of Sadaqatul Fitr. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sadaqatul Fitr. Tuhratan lissa'im min al-laghwi wal-rafath wa tu'matan lil-masakeen faman addaha qabla as-salah fahiyya zakatun maqboolatun wa man addaha ba'da as-salah فهي صدقة من الصدقة رواه أبو داود وابن ماجه والحاكم وقال صحيح على شرط البخاري. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made farz, compulsory, صدقة الفطر. And what is the benefit of صدقة الفطر? First of all, who should pay صدقة الفطر? Those upon whom zakat is compulsory should discharge صدقة الفطر. Detailed masail pertaining to it, we're not going to go into the details now, but the minimum amount of Sadaqatul Fitr at the moment fixed for Durban is around 20 rand. Obviously that's the minimum, we can give more than that. However, the benefit of it, we find on the one hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person fasts, obviously there will be mistakes. Sometimes we spoke unnecessary things. Sometimes we engage in things we should not have engaged in, which were not appropriate for the fast. Love wa rafath. Rafath means the incorrect utilization of the tongue. Love means unnecessary talks. So these are things that destroy the fast. Destroy the fast in the sense that they undermine the value and the reward of the fast. So what is Sadaqatul Fitr? Allah's mercy. Discharge of Sadaqatul Fitr, and what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that this is the patch up. This is the patch up, this cleanses the fast, restores the value of the fast, whatever was diminished by unnecessary talking and speaking, etc. During the fast, one benefit of Sadaqatul Fitr. The second benefit of Sadaqatul Fitr is that at least for the poor, the day of Eid is made a happy day. They are given a little bit extra. Tu'matan lil masakeen. It is a gift for the masakeen, it is food and it is sustenance for the masakeen, for the poor. So the one who will discharge Sadaqatul Fitr before the Salah of Eid al-Fitr, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is Zakatun Maqboola. It is something that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be a purification for his fast. The word Zakat means a purification. It will be a purification for his fast. However, if he discharges it after the salah, then it is just any sadaqah, some charity that he gave. So it is very, very important that Sadaqatul Fitr should be discharged before the Eid salah. In fact, another hadith, an Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sawmu shahri Ramadan mu'allakun bayna as-samai wal-ard, wala yurfa' illa bi zakatil fitr. Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fasting of the month of Ramadan is held suspended. The fasting of the month of Ramadan is held suspended between the heavens and the earth. It only climbs to the heavens, in other words, it only gets accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the Sadaqatul Fitr is discharged. So from this hadith we can see the very, very great importance that is attached to discharging this responsibility of Sadaqatul Fitr. Yesterday we spoke of discharging one's zakat also, and with that, the zakat of the fast, the zakat of the fast is Sadaqatul Fitr. And it's not difficult, but we find sometimes we tend to get tend to take things for granted. Sadaqatul Fitr should be discharged, not only on our behalf of our families, wives, even minor children. This is unique about Sadaqatul Fitr, that even on behalf of your minor children, if you are liable for Sadaqatul Fitr, it has to be discharged. We are drawn to the end of the month of Ramadan. There is one door of the 8 doors in Jannat. Jannat has 8 doors, Jahannam has 7, Jannat has 8 doors. One door has a special name, and that name of that door is Rayyan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept that door specially for those who will fast. What is meant by that door? Not just the fast of Ramadan. We find that we see in the Arab countries, even up till now, when you visit the Haramain Sharifain, you'll find on a Monday, on a Thursday, many of the Arabs, they keep alive this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting on a Monday and Thursday. Also Ayyamul Biv, that is the 13th, 14th and 15th of every Islamic month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast. The more we will, the benefits of fasting, we cannot even describe it. But we should try and not only fast in Ramadan, outside Ramadan, bring alive these sunnah, masnoon fast of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a very simple way to achieve this is now that Ramadan is drawing to an end, we are in the habit of fasting. We find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an Abi Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, man saama Ramadan thumma atba'ahu sittam min shawwal kana ka siyam ad-dahr. Rawahu Muslim wa Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa Nasa'i wa Ibn Majah wa Tabrani. Abu Ayyub radiyallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan and then follows it up with another 6 fasts in Shawwal, follows the fast of Ramadan with another 6 fasts in the month of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted. The word in the hadith is dahar, in other words, his whole life. But clearer interpretation, based on other ahadith, it is as if he has fasted for the entire year. This is Allah's principle, Allah's qanun. Man jaa bil hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha. You do one, Allah gives you 10. So 1 month of Ramadan you fasted, Allah gives you 10 months fast reward. 2 months are remaining, 60 days. So keep 6 fasts in Shawwal, multiplied by 10. It is as if you have fasted the entire year. So if you fast the month of Ramadan, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fast in the month of Ramadan and 6 days in Shawwal. Like we spoke the other day, human nature, fitrat is sofa. Sofa in other words, delay. Ulama say you don't have to keep, obviously the first of Shawwal is the day of Eid, you don't fast then. But they say it doesn't have to be immediately after Eid. Better if it is immediate. Because what happens once you start delaying, it will delay and delay and delay, and Shawwal will be gone. So ideally, immediately after the day of Eid, fast for those 6 days. We are unable to do it, then spread it out throughout the month. But this is also a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we can see specifically in many ahadith, great reward is mentioned for it. In fact, and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man saama Ramadan wa atba'ahu sittam min Shawwal kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmi waladathu ummuhu. Rawahu Tabrani fil Awsat. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who fasted in the month of Ramadan, that person who fasted in the month of Ramadan and thereafter followed it up with 6 fasts in Shawwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him sinless like the day he was born. Allah will make him sinless like the day he was born. So great fadilat and virtues they are. We find that our fast, particularly now at this time of the year when it is winter, is almost like an early breakfast and a late lunch. Not much difficulty. So we should try and bring alive the sunnah. Allah give us tawfiq.